All the nations you made will come and bow before you, Lord. They will praise your holy name. Today's verse is written in a psalm, Psalm 86 in the Bible, written by David. Is he talking about the end times? Well, he's saying, in this section, no pagan God is like you, O Lord, none that can do what you do. All the nations you made will come and bow before you, Lord. They will praise your holy name, for you are great and perform wonderful deeds. You alone are God. There is only one God, and that is our Lord, our Heavenly Father, and one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this is what David is saying. He is saying, all nations that you created everything, Lord, and all the nations, all those people will one day come and bow to you. The cross has given everybody the opportunity. It's changed everything. No longer is it just about the nation of Israel. The gospel is for all. And many people will choose this side of life or death, as you would see it, to come and bow themselves before Jesus and declare him as Lord. Or the other option is when Jesus returns and everyone will bend their knee and bow, as we are told in the New Testament, and declare and realize that Jesus is Lord. But there's two differences here. When we do it in our lifetimes, that guarantees us eternity with Jesus in heaven. If we don't do it and he comes back and we do not know the time, the day, the hour, the year, the week, whatever it may be, when he comes back. But if he comes back now, tomorrow, or next week, and we haven't made that decision, then we're not going to spend eternity with him. But realize that he is Lord God, and all those other gods, they're not real. And all those other gods that we would say in other religions, all those gods that people put them before themselves, the god of money, the god of fame and fortune, the god of career, the god of whatever it might be, will all come crashing down when Jesus returns, and people will bow their knees and declare him as Lord. But that door will close and they will not be able to be with him. It's far better for us to, as many of us have, to declare Jesus as Lord, to come in that humbleness before him. People will say, you can't, you know, he's not, if he's that big of a king and the creator of all, why should we bow to him? Well, we would do that out of humbleness and recognition for all that he is and all that he has done for us. It's our choice to bow our knee. At the end, when he comes, it won't be a choice. We will just all do it. See, there's two choices we make. We either choose Jesus or we don't. There are no other choices. But when we do, as I've said so many times, we will be with him in heaven for all eternity. We won't see any bowing of knees to him there. We'll be in fellowship with him, talking to him, having meals with him. It's a different kind of relationship. We have come before him humbly, asking for that forgiveness. What a great thing for us to look forward to. But also, it's so important that we tell other people the choices that they have. Just the two choices. You either declare Jesus as Lord and Saviour, now the Father of all, now in this lifetime, or when he returns. But that's going to be far worse a consequence. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, David is so right with everybody declaring you as Lord, that there is only one God, and that is you. We thank you that you have made a way for us to come back to know you. Amen.